you're the best chairman we've ever worked with. And I said, well, that's good to know. I said, well, why is that? And he said, because you listen to the people in the room. He said, you're not afraid to tell us what you think, but at the end of the day, you always go back to what are our bylaws state. And he says, you've always treated people with dignity and respect. And he said, I appreciate that. And I think that's just what it is. We come into life, we believe this, that we're all created in the image of God. And so I may vehemently disagree with you, but that doesn't give me the right, nor am I acting like Jesus wants me to act if I'm calling you names. Adults calling people names and cursing at each other, that just doesn't work. And it doesn't work in our homes, it doesn't work in our businesses, certainly doesn't work in our legislature. And so we got to go down there, you got to have a thick enough skin. For those urban senators that you're talking about, it's just got to roll off your back. You got to be able to just say, hey, look, let's agree to disagree without being disagreeable. But at the end of the day, there's a reason that Lady Justice is blindfolded. And I know that's in the justice system, but there's a reason she's blindfolded, and that is this. It comes down to fact. It comes down to truth. It comes down to statute or, you know, what are the bylaws say? And you just have to have a measured response. But that doesn't mean that you're not willing to step up and say, you know what, this may be totally unpopular, but we're here to bring the heat on this subject. But you can bring the heat in a manner, you can push the needle in people's minds without doing it in a way that is immature or, you know, totally offensive. And so it's just a people thing. My wife and I have pastored church, and you know, one of the things about pastoring people is the same thing. You're always we're all in the same boat. We're just all trying to get through life, right? And so you got to learn how to work with people and meet them where they're at, and just keep it civil.
Okay, Tony, I'm going to start with you on another question. We'll get a few more in here, and federal policy on immigration. A lot of people think, well, that's a federal thing. It doesn't really affect Nebraska, but we're sending state patrol troopers down. We're sending National Guard people down. We're getting people from the border in Nebraska and things. What are your thoughts in the state of Nebraska's role in how immigration and the problems there affect Cherry County and not just Cherry County, but the 43rd District, I guess?
Well, I tell people this when I've been out campaigning. I tell people, I said, you realize that Nebraska's a border state, right? And they all chuckle and say, well, yeah, we hear the people on television, you know, those, you know, the conservative talk show people are saying that every state's a border state. I said, no, we're a border state. We're a border state. Because Dawes County, Sheridan County, and I'm sure, I think Cherry County, we border foreign nations. Mm-hmm. Dawes County borders the Pine Ridge Reservation. It's a foreign nation. It's an entity unto itself, because Kristi Noem can't go on the Pine Ridge Reservation right now. She's been banned from she's the governor of South Dakota. She's been banned from that reservation. They have the right to do that, by the way. And that tells me that we're a border state. The reason she's banned from that reservation is because of this. What they said was the disparaging remarks she said about cartel activity on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Now, this is not a knock on the Pine Ridge Reservation at all. I've got good friends up there, good people. But it's a reality. And so, yeah, we've got people coming into the country, maybe 700 miles south of here. But by the time they get to Nebraska, it's no longer an immigration issue. It's just the fact that they're lawbreakers. Now, I've been told... A friend of my son's told me he was in Alliance, Nebraska the other day, and he saw a busload of illegal immigrants dropped off in Alliance, Nebraska. It's here. And what it's going to do is our local law enforcement, it's going to bring crime. We're not going to be politically correct here. A lot of these people coming across the border are bad folks. And it's going to cause a problem for Cherry County and Dawes County and Brown and Rock and whatever, all these counties. It's going to put a load on our jails, on our whole system here as a county level. And so what we need to do, and I think the state legislature needs to stand up, and they need to publicly encourage our governor, Now, we're thankful that he's gotten behind the state of Texas. I believe he sent National Guard troops down to help. And I applaud that. I completely applaud that. But we need to encourage our governor to remember that one of our jobs is to take care of Nebraskans. And so, I mean, it's kind of like if you see something, say something. We cannot stand idly by, and the nation is kind of being invaded, and it's here. It's coming. It's here in the heartland, and so I think the state